things, actually three things in the afternoon. The first is an extension of the work that Denise and the team have been doing on ontologizing ontolog content. And as Bob mentioned, she's done a bunch of work in concept extraction and sent us a number of documents to support our efforts today. This is one of them. It's actually one of the simplest. And what we're going to do, and hopefully you will find it engaging because we will endeavor to engage you, in prioritizing which of these topic areas should be worked first, medium, last, that type of thing. So we want to try to do some prioritization and capture some rationale for those priorities. The other thing that I think would be really good, especially to kind of wrap up the conversation today, is to get you folks giving us some information in terms of what types of applications you're seeing in your own organizations for ontologies and what kind of benefits you hope to get out of it. So I think if we open up that dialogue, that will be useful. And then sometime around 5 o'clock, I think, Mark Lewison's going to wander back in, and he and Bob have an announcement to make, and that will basically be our wrap-up. So the idea is we'll get through this exercise and take whatever time it takes. Then we'll get into this general discussion, and then we'll be ready for the Mark visit. So let's kind of start at the top here. And I think the way I want to try to categorize this is, do we think this is high, medium, and low? And you're going to have a good audience for this because we're going to view you as potential consumers of the ontolog knowledge base and which of these topics are most interesting and most useful to you. So let's do a high, medium, or low ranking and maybe a little bit on the rationale, why it was ranked that way. So ontology architecture, how important a concept is that? Is that a topic that is of interest to you folks? How many say hi? Got about 4 or 5. Oh, we're getting there. Okay. Medium. And low. The highs take it. Why is it high? Anybody want to tell me?
Sort of the starting point for the whole. You need to have an architecture you need to have plans for something before you can build it.
Okay.
I don't know where the process is, but that appears to me to be where you want to start.
Okay, I'm going to translate that, see if I'm close. This is an architecture-intensive activity, and if you're trying to apply ontologies in the real world, if you don't have any reference architectures, it's going to be a lot harder to do. Okay.
Is there a 1 or 2 or 3 sentence definition of ontology?
I don't have one right now. Anybody want to venture one?
My understanding of it is it's the blueprint for how the ontology works. It's just a function.
Okay. So a functional architecture as opposed to a data architecture.
Well, a schema.
A schema.
Okay. I would tend to think that it is a functional architecture in the sense that it's a functional architecture for the how you're going to use the data. Okay, so you need to be thinking about how the data and the database is going to be constructed in order to make the ontology work for you. I'm not personally convinced that you want to start there, but I do think it's a high priority.
Okay. How about ontology languages? Highs? I see a lot of people getting high. Mediums? A couple mediums and a lows. A little bit of low. Okay, so I'd say high, medium, high. And the reason for that ranking?
I'd like to know the formal properties of, you know, a given set of languages, because once I know the precise formal characterization, then I know what I want to do.
Exactly. I wanted to know what we mean by a language. Do we think of OWL as a language?
Yeah.
Rather than as a specification for the web? I mean, in that sense, it's a language, but is it a language beyond being the web ontology language?
Well, I can see almost two topics under this. One would be existing languages. I would go ahead and consider OWL a language. I consider KIF a language, right? And then the other part of it might be language construction. If you're going to build your own language, what might be some rules of thumb or guidelines or best practice in that arena as well?
Some obvious language.
No. And especially if you've got pre-built technologies you're trying to interact with at an architectural level, they usually have very strong language implications. Yeah. What about reference models? Let's talk about what a reference model is. I think that's probably the vaguest of the three we've dealt with up till now. What would a reference model be?
I'll put a stat in the sand or a stake in the sand because I've been working on one for the last year and a half. And it's a very high-level description of a field of endeavor. And in terms of talking about architectures, an architecture is a blueprint or a plan for building something like this, how it's going to work. The reference model is going to be, in that sense, a description of what you do in a kitchen versus what you do in a bathroom. It's not a plan for a bathroom. It's not a specification for a bathroom, what a bathroom does or is or what a bedroom is or does or what a kitchen is or does. It's not. It's at a level of abstraction that is above any particular language or specification.
Functional definition?
Functional definition, yes.
Okay. So an ontology reference model, functional definition for an ontology, that I don't quite have my arms around right now.
The reason why I was bringing that up is because most people tend to think of reference models as something that you can start to build a cookbook from.
Okay.
In fact, that's not what it is.
Right.
That's why, you know, you actually have to build a different kind of model to do what most people think of as a reference model.
Okay. Importance, priority, highs, mediums, a little bit of medium, low. Low and medium is tied. Okay. Ontology standards, high.
What is that? What is ontology?
Anybody want to venture a definition?
Do you mean, for instance, okay, I work with a biological community, and they have some standards.
I mean, ontology-based standards. Okay, so that'd be one interpretation of that.
I mean, my understanding of those standards is just like, okay, we should all go with old as a representation language, as opposed to a model.
Oh, okay. So that would be on the standard develop or on the ontology development side, standards for ontology development. Kind of the idea of design principles or implementation guidelines.
Design principles and implementations are
a little bit lower level.
No, it's the reference model.
That'd be at the reference model level in your definition. Okay.
So if you link together architecture, language, and reference model as quite abstract and not messing around with any domain.
Right. Generalized.
Ontology standards. Is that where you wander up into domains? What do you mean by standard? Are you specifying what is allowable to be said about a domain?
Or how you'd express it?
Or is it how you express it?
I would say it's how you express it.
A standard being essentially an implemented reference model.
Right.
And if that's all you're saying, yeah, except to what how deep do you take the interpretation of implemented reference model? Because if you just say, okay, we have this abstract reference model of bioontologies, and then our implementations have been chosen to be OWL.
Mm-hmm.
We will use OWL as our standard. I don't have a problem. But if you start going in and saying, these are the properties you will use, and so on and so forth, then I'm starting to get nervous about standards.
Okay.
How do the standards that we are supposed to be following have been, since those provided by OVO? And part of those standards are, okay, PFRD relationships that usually be used, and for us, that's the standard.
I think this is a touchy subject here.
Yeah.
Not necessarily touchy, but it's a subject where we have different interpretations. And you can get into, it does say one thing, that we would have to be very careful how we stated our use of the term stand.
I'm sensing this is actually a pretty high priority topic because of the ambiguity and its standardization in what part of the implementation process. Is it standardization which limits your implementation, or is it standardization in terms of how you apply an existing implementation, or maybe even is it standardization, which is one of our near and dear topics, which is the application of ontologies in the development of standards, especially data standards. So I think that's pretty ambiguous. I'm saying high. Anybody else? A couple highs. Medium. A little bit of medium. Low? Yeah, so it's medium to high. Really cleaned up.
You have to say what you mean by standards in order to begin to use it.
Right. Ontology registries, is that a little bit more concrete? A place where you would store ontologies?
Yeah.
Repository. And I'd say the difference between just a standard repository and a registry is a registry tends to have some degree of open access, and you're not just checking in ontologies, but you're checking them into some set of standards, especially with regards to metadata to support retrieval and reuse.
Building a registry of standards, and among those standards will be with ontologies.
So, as a topic, how important? Hi?
In my opinion, it's high important.
Okay, hi, Peter likes hi.
No, question.
Yes?
Can you define high medium, or what is high?
High?
What is it?
Medium?
Concept or important in terms of.
We're looking about priorities to be considered when we're getting started to work on, in this particular instance, on the ontologizing ontolog. But it would be the same exercise for any effort.
Yeah, I'll give you kind of the spin I've been using, which I may or may not match what everybody else is thinking. But in terms of which of these concepts should we really attack first to try to pin it down, you know, because it's going to be useful or it's important or we've got a lot of people that are interested in it. Right.
It's not whether the concept is important, whether we want to talk about it now. Or
well, how important is, I mean, if it's a topic.
Yeah, do we want to settle that? You know, how soon do we want to settle? How we're on with, how yeah. We're on with, is it a present we want?
You know, and I would say this, you know, just as a general rule, the stuff at the top, you know, for us community, probably a little bit more important than enterprise architecture. I'm not saying enterprise architecture isn't important, but it's not for us to kind of pin that down and make sense of it and index all of our content. That's kind of my thought.
Isn't a registry sort of dependent on having a standards architecture?
Not necessarily.
Have a registry that's just actually totally independent of standards and say, you know, I'm just putting everything in here and I'll put in everybody's ranking of what's in here and you can get wrong.
This discussion is still very good though.
Yes,
because there are elements between the standards and what you put in a registry. You need to be able to categorize and make navigable your registry.
Right.
You probably do it based on the standards that it's asking.
Yeah, and if you're implementing, I'm thinking like the EBXML registries. And all the discussion I've heard of that is there were very strong commitments and you had to meet rigorous specifications to have something that was registerable. On the other hand, I've done some work in the Defense Department and looked at their approach to registries. And they'll basically take anything that doesn't walk. So if it's relatively stable and static, you can register it. And, you know, here I found this dirt clod today. You can register it. Take anything. Well, I used to work at one of the national labs, and we had a red crayon phenomenon, which is scientists can use red crayons for all of their work if they so choose. You know, kind of that philosophy of life as well.
So we don't have a place to register yet.
Okay, so how do we want to handle registries? Did we vote on that already? I thought it was medium to high, somewhere in there. These individual domain ontologies, what about ontologies in the Air Force? Is that a critical subject? High? Medium?
To the extent that each of those domains provides a context for the other ones that you already voted on, seems to me those go with the other priorities.
Expand on that, please.
How can you have standards just for standards' sake?
Right.
Standards in the context of a military or a biological or a whatever ontology. There's no one size fits all in ontologies, and so your standards are going to have to go with the context in which they're created.
Right.
Okay, so each of the individual ontologies is linked at the hip with everything else you voted on.
At a general level. But I could be really interested in ontology registries and not care at all about ontologies in the Air Force.
Yeah,
So, in terms of prioritizing our knowledge base, and that's kind of what I keep coming back to, is Air Force ontologies, is that a high priority to really pin down that concept and do a bunch of indexing?
When you say our knowledge base,
the ontologue knowledge base, right. High, medium, low. I'm seeing some lows, so I think it lands there. Business ontologies, more generally. High, okay, medium, a little bit on medium, low. So I'd say pretty much high on that one. Public health ontologies, high. Getting a few, actually quite a few. I think it's a high. Medium. Okay. And low, just for the sake of giggle. Okay. Need a pen? Right here. So Air Force came in low, business came in high. I'd say public health came in high. A little more distribution on public health, but still pretty high. Medical ontologies. Well,
but actually no, because since one thing we need to remember is that this each set of subdomains and ontologies were extracted from the 65 pages of 160,000 concepts. So this came out of clustering, I believe. So each of these represents a significant cluster of data in the ontological body of knowledge.
And I think I would differentiate public health from medical. Public health seems more policy related.
Could be.
And medical would tend to be more procedurally.
Could be clinical practice related to public health versus higher education practice.
Yeah.
I mean, they are part of the same thing in certain aspects, but not in all.
Right. So prioritization on medical, high. Got a fair medium. Low. I think that one still came in high on the bulk. Not surprising considering the conference we're at today.
Yeah.
Environmental ontologies. I think that one might need a definition.
Yeah.
You ranked it high. What do you think that is?
Well, I was just saying, the rationale behind my rankings are because an active security related domain should not be part of ontology because of the public domain and
discussions
about national security
and
outside of the public domain. Environmental is
important. So why would national security have to occur outside of the public domain?
Because
secrets maybe, but policy? I don't think so.
Yeah,
I think we probably desperately need to have that in the public domain.
Fair. You're not going to get it in public domain, but you probably should.
Fair. Yeah, so the rationale behind the end, it's definitely just kind of something I just thought of.
Yeah.
Raising good objections, but it's just, the reason I like business, public health, environment is because these are kind of pressing, highly public areas, and so when Oncolog addresses them, it'll help oncology sort of become more in the public domain because it's more of a
more visible
public, yeah, visible conversation.
Mm. Okay. So one question I've got is anybody aware of any ontological work being done in the areas of environmental sciences and that type of stuff? And they are doing some work in the area?
Pretty call it that, considering that the guy who runs Cyclops is in the PA is where he is. Scientist of EPA.
Okay. Well, Brand's out of EPA.
Yeah,
I missed that. How'd I miss that? I don't know. Yeah, are you folks familiar with PSYCOP and Brand Neiman and all that? Semantic interoperability, community of practice within the federal government. And Brand Neiman is really one of the chief organizers and coordinators of all of that. So.
And chair.
Yeah. So if you stomp in the Ontolog grounds, you'll see his name pop up very routinely. Manufacturing ontology. Did we get a ranking on that? High, please. High on environmental. A few. Medium. A little bit. Low. I'd say that one goes high as well. Everything's a high. We're not segmenting very well. Manufacturing ontologies. High. Quite a few. Medium. A few more. Low. We'll give that one a medium. Just to make it different. Procurement ontologies. Yes, Peter.
Again, I think this should be clustered with business, just like medical.
Okay.
Well, actually, procurement might be. We have to ask the needs. Procurement might be government procurement, EPA, GSA, etc.
There's still it's still a business transaction.
Okay.
Clump it. We'll call it clump it and move on. Intelligence, homeland security ontologies. High. Little bit. Medium. About the same. Low. We got a low. We'll give that one a medium. We got Mr. Low out here drawing our scores down. What did Air? Yeah, Air Force ended up low. Okay, so. Is that enough, or do we want to go into these here? Actually, let's take a different approach on the bottom ones.
Yeah.
So instead of going through each one, let's take input on which ones are important. So let's just focus on what you folks think are critical. Yeah, Peter?
Could we focus on the top category now, look at what's missing? Key pieces that...
We could do that. That's another... Yeah, that's fine. Do a gap analysis. Because those tend to be more generalizing until we got into those domain ontologies. Anything you think is missing, Peter? What else should be up here?
I think, let's say, the domain like upper ontology.
Upper ontology?
And then these are sort of very highly tackled subjects within the ontology.
Okay. So upper ontologies, maybe ontology harmonization is a related concept. Ontology merging or mapping.
Too much detail.
Too much detail? Okay. Upper ontology type concepts. High priority. Peter likes it. Medium. Bob's medium. Low.
Yeah.
You got it. So we're somewhere in the medium low range. Anything else? I heard some people talking at the break about trying to implement this stuff and what about this, what about that, what about some of those topics? If we had our site indexed by that stuff, that's enough for you to get all the information you need to go out and build your own ontologies? Inference? Okay. How
about best practices?
Okay. So let's...
What do we have on implementation? Is that the... Let's just clump the practices in with that and say, do we have anybody for high?
High. Getting quite a few. Medium. A little bit low. I think that one went high. So implementation of best practice went high. Inference as a discipline. High. Bill loves it. The rest of you like it too. Medium. A little bit low. Okay, I think I'll give that one a high. Inference. How about ontology-based applications? Well, I don't know. I might implement never have an automated application. Automated applications, is that a high? Medium?
High.
High, a little bit of high. Okay, we got some highs, some mediums. Lows. Looks like that one got a high, too.
You have to understand that one of the problems with ontology is that you occasionally do get terms like Jack pointed out that are roughly meaning the same thing. You might need subject maps to work with them.
Illuminate the subtle differences. The non-existent differences.
Have the discussion, have the debate, get things sorted out.
Okay. Anything else? Peter, you got anything else you're coming to mind that you want ranked? Everybody happy? Anybody awake?
Well, there's one thing here that sort of goes to implementation and ontology and best practices, but do we want to find, you know, test suites and testing to see if ontology is...
Ontology testing. Testing. Ontology quality control. That sounds trivial. Okay, testing and quality control is a category high. I'll actually raise my hand on this one. Medium. A little bit low. That one gets a high. Everything is important, damn it.
Yeah.
Well, we've consumed a half hour.
We still haven't got to the related subject.
No, let's spend a couple minutes. Are we done with that?
Yeah, we're done.
We done with this exercise?
We're done.
We have enough input for our next stage of analysis? Okay. So,